This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head to the phone lines right now. We're very happy to be joined by our next guest. He is one of the greatest football players in the history of the league. He also is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We welcome Warren Moon onto the show today. Warren, appreciate you coming back on today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I was at the game last week. It was quite a game. It was kind of a nail-biter after getting off to a really good start in that game, the Chiefs did. But they pulled it out, and great job by Chad Henne in the end.
So what was the energy like whenever Mahomes got injured?
Well, I think people were a lot concerned. I was wondering how long he was going to be out, because I saw the way he jogged off the field, and it looked like he was just going to go in and get a routine evaluation and then come right back in and play later on. But he never came back out, so that told me it was a little bit more serious than what I thought it was. But like I said, Chad came in and did a great job and made the plays that he needed to make down the stretch to seal the win.
So a lot of people are worried about the foot injury as much as they're worried about the head injury. I would guess for as long as you played football, at some point in your career, you had turf toe. What is it like to deal with that kind of injury and to be a quarterback who can also use his legs as well?
Yeah, that's the problem for Patrick. If he was just a guy that just stood in the pocket and threw the ball, it wouldn't be as big a deal. You know, you could put a nice tape job on it and make it where there's not a lot of movement in it and be able to be functional. But because he's a guy that really uses his legs and his feet a lot, that's something that you're concerned about, how much pain is going to be in that foot. And I don't know exactly, you know, what the injury is, and I don't know exactly what his pain tolerance or how much it's healed yet. But hopefully over the course of this period of time, and if he's practicing every day, it must be in better shape than what I think.
So what is it like to play through that? You were a guy who was an Iron Man of sorts. You played through a lot of injury. What kind of mental focus does it take to play at the level that Patrick Mahomes plays at, knowing that you're not physically where you normally are?
You know, everybody in this game at this point of the season is not 100% healthy. Everybody's dealing with some type of nagging injury or something like that. And his just happens to be a little bit more than probably most, because people saw him kind of limping around last week. But I think once they get it figured out throughout the week, what type of tape job is going to work best on it, and then maybe there might be some type of painkiller involved as well, I think he'll go out there and he'll block that out. One thing athletes can do is compartmentalize things, and they can compartmentalize pain, believe it or not, and not think about it when they're on the field actually playing. Now, they might think about it when they're on the sideline or something like that, but when they're out there playing, they're focused and zoned in on what they're doing as a player, so that the pain doesn't bother them as much as it would a normal person.
Warren, when you were in the league, you were the definition of a big arm quarterback. Certainly both quarterbacks in this game would be the same. When it comes to arm talent, how different is Patrick Mahomes from Josh Allen?
A little bit different, but Josh Allen has a lot of arm talent himself. He's probably got a stronger arm than Patrick, believe it or not. But, Patrick has that ability to throw the ball from a lot of different platforms and arm angles. So I think both of those guys are very unique in the way they play the game. I think there's a lot of similarities between the two. They're both very mobile. They like to get outside the pocket. They like to make things happen with their legs as well as with their big arms. So both of these guys are two of the better quarterbacks in the league right now, but I still give Patrick the edge, one because of what he's been able to do so early in his career, winning an MVP and also having won a Super Bowl. But, you know, Josh Allen is really ascending right now. The improvement that he's made the last couple of years has really been amazing, especially his accuracy in that. And he's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
The great Warren Moon joins us once again here on The Drive. I love both coaches in this game. Of course, Sean McDermott, one of the branches off the Andy Reid tree. Speaking of head coaches in the Andy Reid tree, of course, Eric Bieniemy still out there and looking for a position as an NFL head coach. Are you surprised, disappointed that he hasn't gotten one of those jobs at this point?
Yeah, I'm surprised and disappointed. And I think one of the things that has hurt Eric is the fact that the Chiefs have been so successful. It's not allowed him to really get out there and get interviewed the way he should have, especially early in the process. And a lot of those guys who got a chance to interview early, you know, maybe had that second interview where Eric hadn't even been interviewed yet because the Chiefs or the Chiefs staff was not allowed to go out and interview like other teams could. Same thing with Green Bay. So it's too bad that you get penalized by the success you have by the process, but that's what's happening to Eric right now. But hopefully he does get a job before it's all said and done. I know there's one job left in Houston, and we'll see if he can get that one.
Speaking of Houston, Warren, you certainly know that city well. What do you make of everything that's going on with them as an organization, especially with the quarterback? Do you think that Deshaun Watson will be their starting quarterback week one next year?
You know, I hope they can work things out because I know Deshaun, and I know he likes Houston. I know he's been good for the city of Houston, and the city loves him as well. And I don't want to see them lose a quarterback of his caliber. But you know, we've seen things happen where things fall through, and relationships just can't get repaired. But hopefully, if they can get those two, the owner and Deshaun, in the same room, and they can talk about the differences and the dysfunction that's happened in the Texans. Front office over the last so many years, maybe they can get on the same page and go down the right track, because Deshaun has been a great player for them. He's led them to a couple of division championships. You know, he had the Chiefs on the rails last year in the playoffs before they came back and beat him. But he's a great player. You don't find guys like that very easy around this league, no matter how many draft picks or whatever you might get in a trade. So hopefully they can get it worked out there in Houston.
Right now we're talking to the 9-time Pro Bowler Warren Moon, also in the Pro Football and the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Let's get back to the AFC Championship game. You mentioned Josh Allen and the improvements with his accuracy. That's the biggest surprise to me. He went from a guy who was completing 58% of his passes to 70. How unique is that? How difficult is it to take that big of a jump in one season?
Yeah, a lot of people you know, always say that you're either accurate or you're not, and they won't get improved that much, but he is definitely an example of a guy that's shown. He's improved his passing percentage from his first year, something like 16%, from like 52% to 68% now. So he has really made a big improvement. I think a lot of it has to do with his footwork, and he's worked very hard with Jordan Palmer, who is Carson Palmer's brother. He's a quarterback trainer, and they worked very hard this offseason. I think having the addition of Stephon Diggs has really helped him. You know, whenever you can have better people around you, is going to make your job a little bit easier, and they're going to make some great catches for you as well. That's going to help that percentage. And then he's just put in the work, and I think that's the biggest part of it. He's done the things that it takes to improve and become a better player, and he's always had that ability. It's just a matter of refining his game, and he's made those refinements over the last couple of years.
Warren, when you watch Josh Allen, who does he remind you of? Because last year I compared him a lot to Cam Newton, but he's developed into a much better passer than I think Cam was even at his peak. He's probably a little bit more athletic than Ben Roethlisberger was at his prime. When you watch Josh Allen, who does he remind you of?
Yeah, that's a good question. He's kind of in between a Cam Newton and a Ben Roethlisberger, because he's big and strong like Ben is. Ben had great movement early in his career, but wasn't the runner that Josh is. And then, of course, Cam was the great runner and doesn't have the great accuracy. But so there's kind of a combination between those two guys. I can't think of another guy who might have that same ability right off the top of my head, but he's kind of a combination between those two.
Warren, are you going to be surprised if Buffalo wins this game on Sunday?
You know, it just all depends on Patrick's health or whether he plays at all or not. That's not going to surprise me if they weren't able to win the game. But if he comes in and plays pretty close to being 100% and they get beat, yeah, I'd be very, very shocked if that happens, especially there in Kansas City. This is a team that has been through. This is their third AFC Championship game. They've had all three of them at home. They've already won a Super Bowl. They know how to win close football games. This is Buffalo's first trip in, what, 25 years or something like this?
Yeah.
So Yeah, if they get beat, it'll really be a shock, because they should win this football game if everything is even going into the game.
Warren, how old were you when you retired?
I was 44 years old.
44 years old. Is it crazy to think that Tom Brady, essentially at the same age, is a game away from going to yet another Super Bowl?
Yeah, he's just been amazing, and I think that's why he has that nickname, the GOAT, and he's showing it that he didn't have to do it just in New Orleans. I mean, in New England, he's doing it in Tampa Bay now. He does have much better talent around him, especially on the offensive side of the ball. He has a very dominant defense that's playing for him right now. So he does what he needs to do to get the job done as a quarterback, and he's got tremendous experience. He knows how to win big games, and he knows how to get guys to play at another level. So that's one of the reasons why he's the best ever.
That was one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game. He's in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, also in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, one of the most prolific passers in the history of football. Warren Moon joins us on the show today. Warren, appreciate you coming on to break down this big-time quarterback matchup in the AFC Championship game. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Let's go Chiefs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.